A good museum exhibit can be hard to forget. An especially beautiful object or striking artifact can resonate in your eyes and mind, leaving an impression you can recall for decades. For commentator Reynolds Price, that impression in one case goes back a quarter of a century.
In the mid-1970s, the grave treasures of King Tutankhamun came from Egypt to America. At the time of their stay in Washington, I was a member of a federal arts panel, and on a lucky night, we were bused to the National Gallery for a private visit to the unimaginable array of brilliantly worked gold, ivory, stone, and wood remains from the tomb so famously discovered by English archaeologists in the Valley of the Kings in 1922. Any of the hundreds of thousands of visitors who saw the Tut show as it progressed through the nation no doubt had a favorite object, one of the slender gilded goddesses, the creamy alabaster lion with his hanging pink tongue, the child's chair on which the boy king had surely sat. My favorite, and I ultimately visited the show three times, is one of the supreme creations of any human artist, the great gold and colored enamel portrait mask which had lain directly over the head of the king's mummy. There's no other object in all those I know from the history of art that moves me as deeply, and an exploration of why would take far longer than we've got. My first visit was further enriched by a touch of the unexpected. As our bus disgorged us federal arts anointed at the steps of the gallery, I noticed a man, teenaged, modestly but cleanly dressed, leaning back in the dark on those steps. As we prosperous Anglos climbed past him, the young black man simply stood, moved into our midst, and entered with us. It was a decade when the downtown streets of D.C. were crime-ridden, and I assumed that at any moment the guards would seize the man and at the very least, escort him briskly to the door. Somehow they didn't, though they watched him steadily at a respectful distance. And as room after room of the dramatically arranged objects opened before us, the young man wandered along with calm self-possession, examining the contents of each case with the same intensity that the most attentive of the rest of us employed. Aside from the quarter hour I spent circling the gold mask of the king, my main personal memory of the evening is of thinking, again and again, the Egyptians were right. We can survive death into a kind of immortality at least, if we can only arrange to preserve our remains this memorably. And now, all but three decades later, I find that I recall, as clearly as the dazzling objects, the sight of that rapt American interloper. The American was maybe 16 on the night in question. If he's alive, he's well into his 40s. How far did those love-filled remains press into his memory? And what has he done with the hour he so deftly took for himself as he melted into a privileged visit to a dead boy's tomb, a boy little older than himself?
Reynolds Price teaches English at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina.